From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Judge Sonia Sotomayor picked up her third day of Supreme Court confirmation hearings with the subject that drew the most attention on the first 2 days. She further distanced herself from the statement that a wise Latina judge might reach better conclusions than a white man who has not had the same experience. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Nearly every Republican senator has asked Sotomayor about the so-called wise Latina comment. Sotomayor told John Cornyn of Texas the statement has been misinterpreted.
It is clear from the attention that my words have gotten and the manner in which it has been understood by some people that my words failed. They didn't work.
Cornyn gave Sotomayor extra reason to believe she will be confirmed. He said he'll resist any Republican attempt at a filibuster.
That's not going to happen to you if I have anything to say about it. You will get that up or down vote on the Senate floor.
Cornyn said he's focusing on Sotomayor's statements off the bench because, as a Supreme Court justice, quote, you will be free to basically do what you want. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The government reported today that consumer prices rose sharply last month by the largest amount in 11 months. The increase reflected the biggest jump in gasoline prices in nearly 5 years. The Labor Department says inflation at the consumer level rose by 0.7% in June, and that was slightly higher than the 0.6% increase economists had expected and was the biggest one-month gain since a similar 0.7% increase in July of last year. Stocks are higher on Wall Street today in part because of stronger quarterly earnings report by Intel. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Back in April, Intel declared the PC market had bottomed out and suggested revenue would be flat. Instead, the chipmaker reported second quarter revenues of $8 billion, up 13% from the first 3 months of this year. Compare that with Dell's market disappointing profit margins announced earlier this week. Most of Dell's sales go to businesses, and Dell reported firms are still putting off technology purchases. But Intel's fortunes are more closely tied to consumer spending, particularly for laptops. There was an antitrust fine from the European Union. That swung Intel to a loss of nearly $400 million, Intel's first quarterly loss since the 1980s. But analysts are choosing to focus on the upswing in consumer demand, reading hope in the tea leaves from Intel's latest status report. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Prices opened higher on Wall Street this morning and continued to climb throughout the morning so far. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 145 points to 8505. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up by 44 points to 1844. This is NPR News. The Senate Health Committee cast a milestone vote today to approve legislation expanding insurance coverage to nearly all Americans, becoming the first congressional panel to act on President Barack Obama's top domestic priority. The U.S. Border Patrol in Arizona has announced officers have seized a record amount of marijuana at the U.S.-Mexico line. Arizona is a popular corridor for drug traffickers. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The Border Patrol in the Tucson sector has seized more than 1 million pounds of marijuana, with an estimated street value of $800 million, and that's just in the first 9 months of the fiscal year. It's the most ever seized in a single sector of the border, a stretch that runs 260 miles from New Mexico to Yuma, and the most popular area for both drug and human traffickers. The Border Patrol credits increased enforcement at the U.S.-Mexico line, including more fences, barriers, patrolled bridges, and surveillance measures. While drug seizures are at an all-time high in the sector, apprehensions of undocumented migrants have reached their lowest point in recent history, due, many say, to the economic downturn and resulting weak demand for labor on the U.S. side. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The head of Boeing company's Integrated Defense Systems has told employees that the Defense Division will have to cut about 1,000 jobs because of Pentagon budget reductions. Boeing has not said what its timeline is for cuts. No decision has been made on how many of the cuts will affect the Puget Sound region, which has 7,000 workers in Boeing's defense systems operation. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.